This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores media framing of bioethics stories. And now here's Paige.
Don't you love a good story? One of my favorite satellite radio channels is PRX, which is filled with captivating stories about people's life experiences. Did you know that journalism involves storytelling? According to the Pew Research Center, the job of a journalist is storytelling with a purpose. That purpose, the framing of the narrative, can have a significant impact on how we perceive controversial bioethical issues. Let's look at an example of framing. Last December, Sir John Gurdon, a distinguished scientist, gave a BBC interview in which he said human cloning will be possible in the next 50 years. Other media outlets ran with the story. The story was framed to look as if Gurdon was making a prediction based on his expertise and research in biology. The tone was that of progress within the field that will save lives. Here's the reality. Gurdon is a 79-year-old Nobel laureate whose work with frog clones contributed to the cloning of Dolly the sheep. He had accurately predicted mammal cloning. Since Gurdon was right once, maybe he will be right again. But his prediction is not based on current scientific findings or research in human cloning, just his gut feeling. News stories quoted him mostly about ethical issues and not about his expertise in biology. How do you think the journalists framed this issue? They ignored Ian Wilmot's prediction 5 years earlier that cloning is too inefficient and that the future lies in induced pluripotent stem cells. Wilmot oversaw the Dolly project, so he would be as well qualified as Gurdon to make a prediction about cloning. Rather than framing Gurdon's comments within the context of the subject of cloning, the stories highlighted a famous biologist giving his opinion and reported it as something more significant than it is. The story was framed as a science story, but the content was about far more than science. There are ethical standards in journalism, but journalists are human, and like anyone else, they can be guilty of bias and conflicts of interest. We need to practice discernment when reading stories about bioethics. It's not easy, and we don't always live up to it, but at the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, we try to practice what we preach. Here are four things we all need to be alert for. 1. Quoting a scientist on non-scientific issues or areas outside their expertise. 2. Reporting on complex bioethics issues as if there is only one perspective. 3. Overstating the success or implications of a particular finding. And 4. Demonizing one side to make a mundane topic seem controversial. A good journalist can still tell a compelling story. Their job should not be entertainment or advocacy, but information. Our job as readers and listeners is to pay attention and actively discern rather than passively absorb. We just might learn something that helps us tell a good story. Helping you understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, this is Paige Cunningham.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.